Now, it mass somehow manages to change my attitude in creating a sense of peace in those unique moments of wonder and simplicity as we catch a glimpse of what Christmas is really about. As we come to celebrate this wonder fest of incarnation, we can perhaps see why this is. For tonight, we rejoice in the fact that the Almighty and merciful God, who created us in his own image and likeness, reached out in love and became one like us in all things but sin. The prophet Isaiah prophesies that, "For there is a child born for us, a son given to us." That child is, in the words of John's gospel that we've just heard, a light that shines in the dark, a light that darkness cannot overcome. The truth is in that vulnerable newborn child, we see our God made visible and so become caught up in the mystery of the God we cannot see. As we come to Christmas, we often pause to think about the world we live in. When we look back at the news headlines over the past year, many of them have been anything but good. We've witnessed a series of natural disasters in the forms of floods, earthquakes, fires, which have occurred in the shadow of political and financial crises, global economic recession, war and terrorism, climate change, rising prices, and a growing gap between the rich and the poor. And most recently, there has been the tsunami in Indonesia, a country that seems to have been bombarded with disaster after disaster. All this reminds us of how fleeting life can be, how transient our hopes seem. And with the pressures of life, it can sometimes feel like the world is so dark, so cold, and so hopeless. Yet in the midst of this bleak picture, we have also witnessed examples of light and hope. The people of this country donated more than 75 million for the BBC Children in Need appeal. There was the Pride of Britain Awards, where many have given and experienced acts of goodness and kindness at a personal level. And locally, we have had the abundance of donated food for the local food banks, so that those who need it will not go hungry. So despite all the doom and gloom, the light and goodness of the human spirit has continued to shine out in the midst of adversity. Acts of good neighborliness remind us that although we humans can be selfish and we can be self-seeking, our human nature is basically good, but we don't always reflect it. And so for me, Christmas begs us to hope again. The Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and lived among us. God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son not to condemn, but to save. Jesus came to save us from our self-centeredness and isolation and to show us through his own example how to reach out to others in that love which is always life-giving. He came to meet us where we are and immersed himself fully in our confused, messy, chaotic world, asking us to open our hearts to welcome him in. The Word, who was God, has a passion to let go of the glory associated with being divine and come into the world of darkness, of pain and of suffering. And this was the springboard of his mission, to give light, light in the dark, to help and heal humanity and to bring us joy. The core of the Christian faith is the joy of knowing the love of God that he has for all of us, seen in his giving of Jesus Christ. But for a minute, let us just remind ourselves that Jesus was not born in a place of stability of security, of prosperity or freedom. He was born in occupied territory, in poverty, in danger, and where there was no room for him at the inn. But that's the whole point. God reveals himself to us within the troubles of the world, not after the troubles are solved. Christ comes to us to be alongside us in our poverty, whether it be financial, spiritual, or physical, and in our dissatisfaction with life. He is with us in our unemployment, in our grief, in our illness, in broken relationships, homelessness, addictions, loneliness, and isolation. The birth of this child in Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago wasn't some simple solution to the world's problems. He grew to be a man who had to face suffering, rejection, an unfair trial, and an undeserved cruel death. He knew life wasn't fair. And Jesus doesn't solve everything with the wave of a magic wand. But this is God coming to live alongside us and within us, to bring us hope. Because even when we find life difficult and hard to love one another, he never gives up on us or stops loving us. And that's the joy of the Christmas message. In this newborn child in Bethlehem, we are invited to see and experience the sheer tenderness of the love and compassion God offers unconditionally to us. And that love has the power to transform our lives and enable us to love others as he first loved us. The challenge, though, for each one of us is to allow Christ to be born again in our hearts, to allow his love to become incarnate in us and then share it with others. Then we become lights which bring hope to a world which at times seems so dark and broken with selfishness and evil. The great joy of Christmas, the good news that we celebrate tonight, is simple yet profound. That no matter how deep or oppressive the darkness in our world or in our hearts, the light of God's love and grace is always brighter, always stronger, and more enduring. It's so easy to forget that the little baby boy born in a cold stable that special night grew up to become an adult. But when he did, he was asked what was the greatest commandment, what was the greatest thing God wants us to do. And he answered this: love the Lord your God with all your heart, and love your neighbor as yourself. In other words, open the door of your hearts and let the light of God's love in. And then reflect that light of love in this world of darkness. And so the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. God is here now. He values our humanity beyond all imagining. He shares our struggles as well as our joys. Pleased as man with man to dwell, Jesus, our Emmanuel. God is with us. God is for us. And I pray that you may know the blessing of his presence this Christmas and see and experience the light of hope. Amen.